News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in this morning to Fond du Lac Today. Always good to catch up with Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beekle joining us here in the final week of the month of May. Boy, it sure flies by. We're almost to the holiday weekend, and glad to have County Executive on to chat with us about a few different things making news in Fond du Lac County. Alan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm just very good. Beautiful day. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to have you back on the program. We appreciate you taking a little time to talk with us here as we wrap up the month of May and head toward the summertime months ahead. Certainly, it's felt like summer, at least most of the week here this week, but getting back to what's probably going to feel like a more of a normal summer. And something that I noticed on the county board agenda from last week Tuesday was a resolution terminating Fond du Lac County's declaration of a public health emergency. And we've come a long way in a year, obviously a challenging year for everybody, and at least to see that talked about and voted on at last week's county board meeting, sign that things are getting back to normal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's some people still feel that this is premature, but, you know, the question we had to ask ourselves, if we're not doing it now, you know, what are we going to have to wait for? There's always going to be some COVID around for now. That we need to deal with. But the emergency was more, that was set up by the county board myself so that we could do things that we typically have to take to the county board for approval. As an example, there may be something in the health department that we need to spend money on, and typically you would go through committee and into the county board, but this gives the authorization for me to consult the finance committee, and we just approve it. Without it all going to the county board. Of course, then we report to the county board, but that's the kind of thing you want in a state of emergency, to be able to provide those services necessary and to come up with the funding for those services in a time of emergency. We do the same thing with weather, but of course, this was a year-long emergency declaration, which is very much not the normal, but it still needed to be in place. But we thought, well, it's time just to remove it. If things turn the other direction, right now it doesn't appear that well, we can always reinstate it.
As we sit here in late May and heading into June, I know case numbers are the lowest they've been in quite some time, not just here in the county, but in the state and even nationally. I heard somewhere that I think cases were down in all 50 states last week at some point, which was obviously good news. Vaccination progress still is inching along. Any thoughts on kind of where we stand now at this point in the pandemic and in those vaccination efforts here locally?
Well, we're getting close to 40% of adults. In fact, for those over 65, it's much higher. It's more like 75%. So we still, still got a long way to go with a lot of folks. There is some hesitation, but, you know, they are doing different things. They were at the farmer's market on Saturday, and they got 45 individuals who came forward to have the vaccination, you know, and they felt that from the response they got, those people, they probably wouldn't have walked into any type of clinic, but since it was right there at the farmer's market, they would have it done. So they're doing those kinds of things. We're looking ahead to the fair, the walleye weekend, to have that vaccine available to people and encourage them to come to wherever that point is and have that shot. It's important. I think we're finding that, you know, the long-term effects are minimal. And when you consider the alternative, you know, there are people out there who've got a lot of carryover symptoms from having the virus. And so it's still important to get people vaccinated, because it's not a good experience to get infected by the COVID more seriously. You know, a lot of people just got sick. It's like flu, but there's other people who it was a lot worse for.
As we get towards better times, and I know the CDC recently changed their guidance for people for wearing masks, has anything changed with mask requirements in county buildings here with those updated guidelines from the CDC?
Well, on May 1st, we already had Joe Moore and I, we consult on this and make a decision. And we decided as of May 1st, we would no longer have a mask mandate in city and county buildings, including the government center, but we would make a recommendation. So it was recommended, not mandated. We did not change that because we felt that, you know, people were making their decisions. A lot of people were not wearing masks, and who otherwise would have felt compelled to. So it was sort of taking care of itself. And if somebody wants to wear a mask, you know, that is up to them. And we certainly don't want to discourage it, because there's a lot of people still walking around that haven't been vaccinated. But the numbers are going down so far, we feel somewhat comfortable. But still, we the more people that are vaccinated, the much better our overall positive result will be in containing this virus in the future.
We're talking with Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beakle for a few more minutes here this morning. I don't want to spend our entire time talking about the pandemic, because there's other things going on. And one thing that I don't think we've talked about in at least a few months, and something I'm sure folks have been noticing, is the progress on the Highway 23 expansion project. Just to the east of the city of Fond du Lac, it continues to work its way toward the 151 bypass. Anything new to report with the progress? I took a drive out that way a couple times during the spring football season to cover some games out that way, and you could see the progress. You're already driving on some of the new lanes out toward Plymouth. Anything new to report here as we talk in late May?
Well, you know, the project from Seven Hills Road, which is what they completed for the most part, their one-year program by the end of the year, that, you know, continues, but they were ahead of schedule, and so that section, which is about 6.5 miles, is moving right along and will be finished this year. And that includes the interchange at Highway G, which is just between St. Cloud and Armstrong. There's now being a interchange being constructed at W, very close to the city of Fond du Lac. And then they're also going to build a modified interchange at Highway K by St. Mary Springs. And that one is going to require a significant shutdown of that section of highway, because the plan has to be, if they're going to be able to, you know, what they want to do, I guess it doesn't have to be, but what they want to do is raise Highway 23 high enough at the point of the K intersection so that K can go underneath the highway, and then access, you would have access ramps both on and off on each direction. And so once they have to start doing that construction, there's going to be a lot of shutdowns as we go forward. And that is considered to be a two-season project, so they will work on it as much as they can this year, get as much done, and then next year they will attempt to finish it. And some of that is weather-dependent, but I think they'll be just fine. And, of course, the section in Sheboygan County should be completely done shortly. So that one will be fine. And the other piece is the Plank Trail, and that's a hiking, biking trail, and a lot of that is already in between here and Plymouth. You know, even in the most recent section that they are doing, they got ahead of some of that that paving for that trail. Most of the grading is done, so all in all, they're making a lot of progress on that as well, and that's going to be very nice. But that was scheduled to be completed the same time the rest of the entire project was, and that was going to be the end of 2022.
Things progressing along nicely, certainly good to see, and looking forward to when everything's complete and nice new safer highway for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alan, last thing I saw on the agenda, kind of a minor footnote on the county board agenda, but it kind of reminded me that as we talk about getting back to normal, summer events coming back to the county, the note that I saw was modifying traffic out on Highway HH near the Breakfast on the Farm coming up next month. But Breakfast on the Farm coming back, the fair was around, at least in modified form, last year. But as we get back to whatever normal is going to look like, it certainly is good to be talking about some of those events that help showcase the great things that happen in Fond du Lac County for sure, right?
Right. As I understand it, it'll be more typical. But in this case, you know, it's the goat farm just on the north edge of Calumetville, which is where HH is. And so the people will come there down 151. But then when they exit, we're going to, since that intersection 151 will be very difficult for people to navigate, is best just to take them east and then turn south and come back to 151 over by Pipe. And so that is what this rerouting is doing. We're allowing the Sheriff's Department to actually close some roads to get, in particular, in one direction or the other, so that they get the flow of traffic they need to get people out of there without a lot of impact on the drivers. So you go east, turn south, and then you come west again. It's out of the way, but it's the best way for the highway managers, traffic managers, to actually do it. and it's the safest overall.
And good to have those events back, highlighting particularly the dairy industry with June Dairy Month coming up. But I know there's a number of other county events that people look forward to, and good to have them back in 2021 too.
Absolutely. Here is a big one as well. So
yeah,
that'll be going on too, much more like it used to be.
That's true. Alan, we appreciate your time. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you again in June.
You too, Spencer.